Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of You Got a Big Fine Zeit, Won't You Back That Trend Up? That is courtesy of Ravioli God. Is Ravioli God a reference to a Ghostface lyric? I feel like that was something that he would say.
Yeah, or any, you know, New York. Yeah, that feels right.
Ravioli bags. I'm Jack. Yeah. You are...
I'm
Miles. Yeah. Right. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Right.
Nailed it.
Right. So it is happy 69 day, bro.
69 is the new... Yeah. Thank you. Screaming over the chat. Spooky 69. Because 420 is not a provocative number. We've all transitioned to 69. That's where it's at. That's where the energy's at. So shout out to 69.
Yeah. This is the day of love. Oh, love. Mm-hmm. Instead of the day of getting faded. Yeah. Reciprocal love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
Reciprocity.
Let's tell some people what's trending. Not enough 69 stuff for my taste, but.
Yeah, like literally none, actually. Yeah. So get it together, media.
But let's do a real quick GOP vibe check. At the top of the show,
one third is trending because that's one third of Republicans believe that Trump will be reinstated as president. There's been all kinds of like, is he the true president type questions? Do you think Joe Biden cheated? But this one's saying 29% of Republicans believe that he'll be reinstated. I thought it would be a little more because I figure like if you're really going to go in on the lie, like you might as well be all in on the whole expanded universe of the big lie, too. Which is like, he's coming back in August, baby. But
it's
I guess,
a lot of work you have to do to believe that, though.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, but you think on some level, the denial is so great that that's a comfort. But I guess only 29% are able to do that bit of mental stretching.
Because like, even at the Q conference, weren't we saying at the Q conference that like, Michael Flynn was like the military, there's not going to be a military tribunal.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Trump's not coming back. So like, even... like some of those, I would be interested to see even what the numbers are within the Q movement.
Right, how split they are. I mean, I guess right. You can consider the Republican Party the Q movement at this point. So I'll say one third of them believe it.
Right, as well. There you go.
But yeah, even like, I mean, you look at the sort of this correlation between Trump's legal jeopardy and how much harder he's going in terms of trying to seed this story in the media to get them to be like, to say the same thing too, to get more people who are his followers to like sort of reach that level of outrage. But you can tell like a lot of them aren't interested, even like places like CNN that would love to profit off of doing Trump outrage shit, or Fox. They're not even touching it. So good luck to him.
Yeah, the fact that Fox isn't even jumping on board is pretty wild.
Yeah, I think because it's all terrible. And plus, you know, despite all the legal jeopardy, Biden's Department of Justice somehow also has Trump's back in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case, where they're also taking the same stance to protect Trump that Bill Barr's DOJ did. Huh.
I wonder why Biden would side with a former president on a sexual assault. Thing.
Well, but we ignored that in order to get the stories about Corn Pop, so that was a good trade.
Jesus Christ. I do think that like the longer we go in this new world where Trump is like irrelevant, he's still gonna be the Republican presidential nominee. I think it would take an upset at least for him not to be, at which point the mainstream media is going to be not forced, but they're not going to be able to not cover him because of just how horny they are for presidential elections. And like they start covering them 2 years in advance. And then that's where somebody who has calcified in their just disconnect from reality
right
will be also all over the media, and we're gonna I just foresee bad things when that happens unless he's somehow able to not like somebody's
I think everyone is it's like being in like Ja Rule's entourage like right before the 50 Cent beef happens, and this is great, man. Ain't nothing gonna bring us down, and we don't even need to consider the future right now, because do you remember this is the same guy who did Are You Ready? And even Holla, Holla, we're good. We don't need to think of anything new. And I think that's what supporting Trump has allowed a lot of these politicians to do, not come with anything new, not come with any kind of idea on governance, just to be like, the brand, the brand, the brand, the brand. And if poetically it would play out in a sense that they're so tied to him going into the midterms in 2024 that people are just like, I think you guys forget how lame the brand is, but you know, good luck energizing it. And because I feel a lot of people also come out in force to oppose it as well. So, yeah, it'll be something.
It's going to be a mess. All right. Here's the main event of the day. Gomert, as he probably pronounced it, Orbit is trending.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? Louis fucking Gomert? Like the somehow this lab experiment of a man ended up in Congress.
I thought this was about the Jazz game from last night, because I only vaguely know Rudy Gobert's name. And,
oh, man, yeah. This is Louis Gohmert. And I'm just going to play this clip so you can hear what this sitting congressperson asked out loud to the Forest Service. And he's going to say BLM in this clip. He's not talking about Black Lives Matter, although it would feature into his weird worldview of how he knows nothing about science. But he's talking about the Bureau of Land Management. So when you hear BLM, that's what he's discussing. But he's asking very sincerely if maybe there's something the Forest Service can do about the moon.
I was informed by the immediate past director of NASA that they have found that the moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. We know there's been significant solar flare activity. And so is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun, obviously that would have profound effects on our climate.
Honestly, the question would make more sense if he thought Black Lives Matter had the right. power to shift the orbit of the moon more than this. Like, that feels more in line with like space lasers from the Rothschilds and shit. I don't know if you guys have thought of this, because I told you, I talked to someone from NASA who said there's significant solar flare activity. So that's how you know I'm serious about what I'm about to say, because I just dropped a buzz phrase. But can you change the orbit of our fucking planet?
How? I mean, I guess it's like a little bit of information is a dangerous thing. Like somebody who's read one article and is like, I read that the moon is climate. Usually I can think about things long enough to kind of find my way to what the person was thinking when they said that. I am not able to do that in this instance.
Well, first you have to have a mindset where there is no level of accountability that you could experience in your life at all.
Right.
You know, because that's the first step. Because clearly in Louis Gohmert's mind, there's the accountability for our burning of fossil fuels and lack of taking the climate crisis seriously isn't something he wants to deal with. So obviously there's got to be something else, because if I hear this climate thing's going wrong, and because I'm not about to say bad things about fossil fuel or change my lifestyle, can you just change fucking space and shit for me? But then have such a deep misunderstanding of our heliocentricity. Like, I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't even know what this person responded. Okay, hold on. There is a response after that. I guess it's maybe worth playing, because I feel so terrible for this person who had to like listen to this as a serious question.
I would have to follow up with you on that one, Mr. Gohmert.
Yeah. Well, if you figure out a way that you in the Forest Service can make that change, I'd like to know.
Also just nothing. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
My God.
Wow.
People, this is just whatever. You know what? Do y'all. Do you. Do you.
But I mean, that's...
Send your representatives to Congress. What the fuck?
Like, you know, when somebody who is that below average continues to just tumble forward into opportunity after opportunity throughout their whole life, they've been trained... So like just his ability to say the dumbest shit that I've ever heard someone say on microphone and then move forward into and another thing is
you just burned up all your oxygen you should ever be able to breathe in your fucking life asking something like this right now. I wish that person could just be like, that's not physically or scientifically possible. Like,
I know.
I feel like you can just clap back with that.
Right.
But I guess, you know, at the end of the day,
she sounded southern maybe. And like, that's kind of,
I just get it. Like, what are you going to do? You'd probably deal with idiotic bros in your face telling you how they know your job better than you do. And it's just like the diplomatic response is not fuck you, you fuckwit. It's I'll have to get back to you on that request. And what was the other thing you're going to say? Can we get Thanos involved as well? I'll look into that as well.
Anyway, shout out to that person who had to deal with that. LeBron
six.
He's gonna go back to wearing number six.
Yeah, that'll do it. I mean, I get it. It's all mental, but like the way that Twitter's like, oh shit, he's going to six, LeBron. You better watch out.
Now
I'm
you're
like,
all
the LeBron from 10 years ago.
Big trouble. I don't I've never.
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this means what people think it means. To me, very cynically, is like, well, now people got to buy a fucking number six LeBron jersey and completely erase the real Laker great who rocked number six, Eddie Jones, who had to shift from 25 when Gil Goodrich had his number retired.
Yeah,
We will not have Lakers 6 erasure. We will not erase Eddie Jones for LeBron to sell more jerseys.
He's also working on his 6th title, right? Isn't that part of it? So,
look, fuck it. I mean, if his like numerology is working out in our thing, but there's just something about, I think it's more the response that I don't like from the internet, which is treating this changing of the number to be like, his ankle is hurt. Like, that's what needs to heal. He needs an off season. He needs these other things. Every sports is all about superstition. So, you know, Kobe had to sell more jerseys too at a certain point. People do that, I guess.
He only has 4 titles. Sorry. So he's not working on number 6.
Oh my God. Get out of here.
I know. Like
fucking creep. I'm gross. Back, baby. I'm back. Get this bum out of here. You got 6. But yeah, I don't know. I get that. I get that it's tied to a fun time, but yeah. We'll see. I hope to eat my words and be like, no, I guess that's all it took.
I guess it really did. Yeah. By the way, he was better 2 years ago than he was 10 years ago.
Right. And he was wearing the 23. Yeah. In Cleveland, so
yeah,
that postseason, that was fucking alarming.
That one year when he took them, when he took them to the finals and they got swept, but they almost beat the Warriors in game one just with LeBron, like nobody else was. I think Kyrie was gone. Yeah. Kevin Love was a shell of Kevin Love. And it was the game that where J.R. Smith like did something just asinine at the end of the game. But it was, I think, the best game I've ever seen a person play in my life. And they lost because he was playing against Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson.
I mean, he dribbled out the clock.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what he did. And you're like, bruh. The fuck are you doing?
He thought they had the lead.
You dribbled out the clock.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Maybe go to 6. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's like, because when I wore 23, my teammates weren't shit.
Right.
At least I was part of a fucking power group, you know, super group when I had the 6 on. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever it takes. All I know is, from my perspective, LeBron, as your elder, technically, I get it, bro. We're getting old. It's not the same recovery time. I had 2 beers the other night, and I thought my head was going to explode the next day. It's different now. It's different, my man.
I'm not even going to tell an old man story. One old man story per episode.
As both of your guys, OG, let me tell you guys
Let me tell you a damn thing about knee pain.
Don't mess around.
You talk about T-Pain, I'll tell you. All right,
oh,
sorry.
Shit.
That's the oldest shit I've ever said. Thinking T-Pain is
T-Pain,
relevant.
You talking about your thoracic spine?
But speaking of sports, NBA superstition, not wearing my Sixers hat worked. I haven't put it on since the first half of game one. They won the second half of game one and all of game two. Enough said. You're welcome, Philadelphia. I will not be touching that hat until they lose again.
Clearly, it does something to Seth Curry also.
I know. I mean, Seth and Joel Embiid. So shout out to the NBA playoffs is just truly a wonderful time.
Yeah. I just miss the old music, man. If they can just do like
basketball
throwback rock. Yeah,
I could watch
4-3 aspect ratio basketball like with the old graphics. If you offered me a version to watch the NBA playoffs like that, I would take it in a fucking heartbeat. I don't know why.
Standard def?
Yeah, like I love it. I love it.
They showed highlights from the 76ers Lakers finals and where Shaq had 8 blocks and right. It was just like watching it with.
You mean that disastrous championship run where we could have won every single game on the way to just needed 16 straight wins?
Yep. Ah,
damn it.
Pathetic.
Iverson messed that up, and now it's one of the biggest blunders in sports history, I think.
Is that the best any team has ever done? Has any team ever swept their way all the way?
I don't know. I think it's I don't know. I didn't. I think once that didn't happen, like any person trying to guard their own ego, I'm like, well, that didn't even matter anyway, because at the end of the day, like, we're just gonna win it. So like, who gives a shit anyway? And I'm like, just crying behind my fucking hat.
Well, speaking of a slam dunk, Chipotle is trending. I actually don't know why Chipotle is trending, but that just sounded like a good piece of branded content.
Because, you know, this whole labor push of paying people living wages, you know, things that are subsistence wages, not subsistence wages, like $15 minimum wage to start. I mean, it should be way more than that, but $15 to even get the conversation started. Chipotle agreed to do that. But this is obviously, the prices went up by about 4%, because at the end of the day, the generosity will never come from the company itself. It will be passed on to the customer to deal with, like everything. It's not, oh, we aren't willing to show that our profits shifted in any way towards negative or not explosive growth. So the way we'll do that is we'll just turn the heat up on the prices. So it is what it is.
Paying people a living wage is a swish from way downtown. I don't know. It is really frustrating that they just have, you know, they set this margin that they have to hit so that people in Wall Street will, you know, think their stock is worth buying. And they're just held to that and they can't stop hitting that margin, or else it just like locks it in and it's totally arbitrary. It's just like what you started at, where JM wrote a story about cruise ships and like how they have to like take one group of passengers off and like load up the next cruise like immediately after, to like, you know, make that, that's been the traditional way that cruise ships are run. And it's just like, yeah, well, maybe don't do that. Maybe that's not, maybe clean the plane in between flights.
Jackhole.
And pay the people who clean the plane in between flights.
It's interesting. Like, there was one take I read on like the takeout, which is a food blog, and they were sort of positing as like, dude, it's not that big of a deal. It's just like 40 cents more. So stop freaking out about it. I'm like, that's a very Chipotle centric take to have on this. Right. I mean, yes, granted, they are like talking about how like it's to cover the wages for the workers, but like, it's, I feel like most people need to begin to, it's our responsibility to have people connect the dots that the price increase isn't because avocados, I mean, shit, avocados are more expensive, but that the materials are costing more, and like, this is all justified. It's all because the demand was for them to do right by their employees, and because they're not willing to do that from their own coffers, which there's plenty of money to do that, they're saying the solution is to pass it on. So that's the pattern. I think, I hope more consumers can get, you know, used to spotting, rather than like, I think some people are just acting like, what are they doing? It's just so much out of nowhere. It's like, well, sure. But this is because they don't, this is part and parcel of our shareholder value culture.
All right.
Can I get a shareholder value meal?
That, I mean, it's probably part of the treats economy that's coming our way.
Right.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending here on June 9th, 69 day. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.